Welcome to Thursday Thoughts at Resonant 7, where we reflect on the reality of God and resolve to let it resound in our lives repeatedly. Let's think about this. All thy works with joy surround thee. Earth and heaven reflect thy rays. Let the heavens be glad and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar and all that fills it. Let the field exult and everything in it. Then shall all the trees of the forest sing for joy. Psalm 96, 11 and 12. Again and again in the Psalms we read how creation itself calls us to worship our Creator God. It reflects His glory and in so doing instructs our praise. When you imagine a scene like the one described here, does it make you want to join the praise? Stars and angels sing around thee, center of unbroken praise. When the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Job 38:7. The Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and described the earliest worship as God began to lay the foundations of the earth and the stars and angels uttered praise. Since those first moments of worship, they have never stopped continually offering adoration. Field and forest, vale and mountain, flowery meadow, flashing sea. For you shall go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Isaiah 55, 12. From the most profound creations to simpler ones, everything in creation is rejoicing and then invites us to join them. In this prophecy, Isaiah gives hope to the people of God that even though we may face difficulty, our Lord will have compassion on us and give us joy. Chanting bird and flowing fountain, call us to rejoice in thee. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures in all deeps, fire and hail, snow and mist, stormy wind fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, beasts and all livestock, creeping things and flying birds. Psalm 148, 7 through 10. Birds and livestock, sea creatures and the watery home. Fire, storms, mountains, and trees all call us to rejoice in God. How? By their mere existence, variety, beauty, and power. Everywhere we look, the invitation can be seen if we have eyes to see. Do you?
Take a few moments to talk to Jesus about what has come to your mind, or listen to what he's saying to you. Then I will read our text once more.
All thy works with joy surround thee. Earth and heaven reflect thy rays. Stars and angels sing around thee, center of unbroken praise. Field and forest, vale and mountain, flowery meadow, flashing sea, chanting bird and flowing fountain, call us to rejoice in thee.
Take the mindfulness of God's presence cultivated in these last few minutes into the next ones and beyond. Until next time, be resonant.